Blackstone Audio presents Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, adapted by T.T. Sutherland. This book is read by Simon Vance. Chapter 1. There must be something on the seas that even the most staunch and bloodthirsty pirates have come to fear. From his spot, high in the crow's nest, a pirate trained his spyglass on the horizon. Nothing. No sign of any ship besides his own and the two they traveled with. The Caribbean Sea was calm, the bright sun sparkling off the ocean waves. Everything was peaceful. So why did he have such a strong sense of foreboding? He lifted his spyglass again. This time he could see a smudge on the horizon. It might be a ship sailing toward them. Worse, it might be an East India Trading Company ship. The pirate knew what would happen if they were taken by company agents. He'd heard stories of the recent executions, pirates hanged by the dozen, the thunk of the gallows trap door, the last sound they ever heard. And in the last few months, the executions were becoming more and more frequent. The East India Trading Company was intent on wiping out the pirates of the Caribbean and beyond. The pirate leaned over to call down to the captain. If it was an East India Trading Company ship, they would have to make a run for it. But as he looked down, he saw a shape in the water beside them, a dark shape, rising up, and rising fast. "Captain!" he shouted. It was too late. With an explosion of ocean spray, the shape burst through the surface of the water. First, pale masts rose into the air, then came the rail.